Follow the Money Weekly presents your precious metals market update. Here's Tom Cloud.
Hello, this is Tom Cloud with this bi-weekly update for FTM listeners. The question that has really popped up, it comes from different people and different occupations and different net worths and different beliefs, but they're saying, what do I think will happen if Biden is elected president to gold and to other investments? And I took the question very serious because I had not asked some money managers that I work with very closely as they put more and more of their clients' net worth into gold and silver. So I called and talked to four different financial advisors just to get a overview, not anything exact. But the one thing that was the most mentioned thing was that fixed income products have had their day. Those are bonds, whether they're municipal bonds, government bonds. Just for instance, this week alone, the rate on the 10-year government bond has nearly doubled from 0.85 up to 1.4% and keeps going. You can't print money like we're printing money like a drunken sailor to cover unemployment, stimulus packages, biggest deficit in world history, and we just keep adding to it. So you look at it, and the first thing you've got to know is that fixed assets that have been in a bull market for 10 to 14 years, depending on how you gauge it, where you knew that interest rates are going down, which means bonds are going up, or yields on government securities are going down, and the bonds going up, the value of it. So that is the first thing you've got to look at in your portfolio. How much do you want to take risk of holding fixed income products in there? Annuities are take a lot of percentage to get out of them. There are two kinds of annuities. There's the fixed and the variable. You've got to know in detail. I'm not here to teach you. That's what you need to learn on your own. But I can say if you're holding annuities, you're holding these, it's not that it's bad if that's what you want and you understand what the risk is on your principal of the asset that's the underlining inherent value of that particular bond or annuity. And the cost of getting out, some of them have big surrender charges. So you've got to look at all this and make a decision how much you want to do. But the uniform answer, I've got different answers we'll get to in a minute about other products, but is that interest rates are going to rise. We're going to print tremendous amounts of money that you can't comprehend. It's going to go to higher inflation, and we're going to see yields on bonds rise, and you're going to see people getting out of them, especially large investors, and you, the middle-sized guy or little guy or even a big guy, could be left holding the bag on these fixed income products. The second thing that was clear, now let me say this, I was certainly talking to people I know, and while they don't have the same thinking I do, whether it's right or wrong, is they at least put in a percentage of their clients' assets into gold. And the ones that have done that have done well. But just think of a money manager. Calls himself a money manager and has no gold in his clients' portfolios. I mean, I don't know how in the world you can hire somebody like that, because gold has outperformed stocks dramatically the last 2 years. And it's going to continue, in my opinion, to outperform them. I don't think stocks are going to crash like some people. We'll get to that in a minute. But you've got to up your allocation for gold and silver for the foreseeable future. Gold's going to double again. Silver's going to double again, in my opinion. And we could spend hours doing that, but that's not what the show is about today. So just know that we are seeing months and months of the biggest we've ever had in the 44-year history of this company. Last week was the largest sale ever in the history of this company. It was millions of dollars, and it was by products for people that can end up putting them into tier one investments. So, you know, we know that central banks, we know that large institutions, all these can buy gold and count it for its value. Well, you can't do that with stocks. You can do it with bonds, government bonds, but you can see big money is moving. They know something you don't know. So the number two thing is, behind getting out of fixed income, is to get the percentage you want into gold and silver. This is a must, and it's a must now. You don't want to wait. When we go past Labor Day, we know from history that gold and silver's best months of the year are September and October. That don't mean they will be this year. I'm just talking about history. We've had the most incredible August on record. So it may temper down a little bit in September. I don't know. But I know there's still billions of dollars on the sidelines that have to choose where to go. Are they going to put more money in stocks that they just come out of? Are they going to put money in bonds? I don't think so. Fixed income products? I don't think so. Gold and silver? I think so, along with platinum. And once again, we're not talking today about gold, silver, and platinum. We're talking about what I think. Now, if Biden does go in, I think there's a scenario that stocks could go up, gold and silver would continue to go up, I think at a faster pace. But certainly, when you look at a 15% corporate tax rate right now, if it goes back to 25 or 30, yes, that's going to hurt the stock market. No question about it. Every person I talked to agreed, said, we hope that won't happen if Biden were to be elected. We hope that wouldn't happen. But if it did, we know that stocks would be hurt. There's no way around it. So you've got to look at that and understand it. The other thing you have to realize is Biden is going to, the only way he can come out of these huge deficits is through inheritance tax. It's back. Yes, it's back. And it's going to be back in a big way. People out there with net worth not over $5 million where it was for a while before it went away completely is going to be back. And that's the only place that the Democrats and Biden can go and try to get money and get it easy. Is just take a percentage of what everybody's got a net worth tax or new estate taxes when someone dies. This is going to be a fight, and it's going to be a fight that if the Republicans are not in charge of the Senate, they were to lose the Senate and the Congress, there will be some huge tax increases coming, which, in my opinion, would put the economy into a tailspin. And we would have a recession. Now, let me say this about our current administration. I've said it many times. I'm not talking about politics here. I'm talking about Trump made his fortunes going bankrupt and then having three good investments. Going bankrupt and doing three good investments. He can't bankrupt this country, people. If he bankrupts this country and the dollar goes to hell in a handbasket as it's going, it's over for the United States. He's got to think differently. You cannot do it. We can't bankrupt the United States. But with his policies right now of creating money that's more than anybody's ever created in the history of civilization. And you say, oh, there's a good reason. There's not a good reason. It is, you give somebody $600 for a couple months, you help a little bit. But you make the problem so severe, you're going to have to face it anyway at some point. We're drunken sailors out there printing money at rates. And as I told you, the fiscal year ends September 30th. It's going to be triple, at least triple, the biggest deficit in world history of any country. And we're sitting there acting like Trump's done something different. He likes debt. He likes to create money. He likes to create a mirage that there's something there that's not, because it's got to be repaid. So all I can tell you is this is going to end up inflation, whether the Republicans or Democrats are in, and we're going to see interest rates continue to go up, bonds go down, annuities are going to be in trouble, and you just got to look at what risk you want to accept. But we'll get into more opinions as we go along. I've got two conference calls scheduled with money managers, one of them over $1 billion. And we're going to get his opinion, and I'll certainly mention those in 2 weeks. But I wanted to give you a little bit of information that you got to be thinking about right now, because that's your money, and you may have a money manager, but you have a say-so in what you want. And I'm telling you, get a bigger percentage into gold and silver. Get ready for more inflation. Get ready for debt instruments going down, interest rates rising. And those are, in my mind, certainties. And then certainly we always talk about IRAs. And I've told you, all the baby boomers that are rolling out, they're creating two IRAs. One's for stocks, bonds, and cash, and one for self-directed precious metals IRAs, where it's physical gold and silver. We can be your broker. We can be your representative. We cannot be your custodian. So call Dan or I at 800-247-2812. That's 800-247-2812. And we'll help you get that IRA set up. Because as I said, I think you're going to see both gold and silver double, and silver could be a triple very easily with the days that we see and the money that we expect will be printed in addition. And we won't have a budget. We don't have a budget now. Last year, we never could pass the budget. So it's just print money at will. That's what we're doing. We're papering over every single problem and making our country going toward a third world country economically. That may sound crazy to you, but it's not crazy. At some point, these countries that are managing their money better are going to start getting people buying their bonds and not our bonds. So we'll get into it in more detail. But hopefully this got us started on a scenario with what happens if Trump retains, what happens if Biden comes in. But we'll have a lot more opinions down the road. With this bi-weekly market update, this is Tom Cloud signing out.
Hey friends, this is Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly. Recently, we have been receiving many emails from our listeners commenting on the great help they're getting from our precious metals expert, Tom Cloud. Gold and silver are excellent hedges against the growing threat of coming U.S. inflation. Who's your gold guy? Make it Tom Cloud. With over 30 years' experience with precious metals, Tom will answer all of your questions. Don't buy your gold and silver through some call center and pay inflated prices. Call my good friend Tom Cloud and speak directly with him and get all of your questions answered. For a limited time, Tom is offering free shipping and insurance on every gold and silver purchase made by our listeners. Call 800-247-2812. And when you do, tell him that Jerry Robinson from Follow the Money Weekly sent you. And he'll throw in that free shipping and insurance on your entire order. Call your gold guy, Tom Cloud, right now for the very best deals on gold and silver coins. 800-247-2812. That is 800-247-2812.